How to get an experienced needed job without experience. Okay, let's be completely honest with each other. If I need to fix my computer, and I need it urgently so that I can continue to do my work, and somebody comes and gives me someone that knows nothing about what they're doing, would you hire them? Of course not. It just doesn't make sense. However, if I need to fix my computer, but it's not urgent, and I see that somebody gave me a person that kind of knows what he's doing and wants to learn it, how to fix a computer, when I already know how to fix a computer, then you would be willing to hire somebody that doesn't have as much experience. So the point is, for us, entry-level positions are not meant to be there for hard tasks. Entry-level positions are meant to be there for simple tasks, so that when you do the simple tasks, the company saves time by paying you to do those simple tasks because they're tedious. But they have to teach you how to do that, which also takes time. So they're investing in you, basically. Now, today, with today's economy, it's not easy to invest in people to learn with you. Why? Because those people could just as well leave the company with the knowledge that you've given them. And bosses today are scared of that. For example, my boss, when I quit my job as a project manager to come and do this, he couldn't believe it. Because the whole point, first I asked him, could I work 4 days? And I was like, I work more than 40 hours even when I work 4 days anyway. He said no. So I quit and I found a job 4 days. But the fact that he spent all that time to teach me the knowledge about the industry, about the company, about everything, and that all of that went away was very hurtful to him because he invested a lot of money into me and he's not getting the full benefit of that. He doesn't get to get the full benefit of his investment. So that's why companies today are very scared to hire people that don't have experience because they are not sure if they're going to get the full investment of what they're doing. So people now are preferring to pay $10,000 more for somebody with 3 to 5 years experience and have them go up and running right now than to get somebody that is cheap and that won't give them anything that they will have to invest their time in. So now, how do you get the experience needed job without experience? Ah, good question, right? In order to do this, you're gonna have to be very slick. The reason why I say that is because it's not gonna be a 1, 2, 3 process. It's not instant gratification. It's not an overnight success. It will take you time to get it. But the simple answer to it is through connections. Experience needed jobs without experience is gained through connections. If you know somebody that knows somebody, you could get that job. If you don't know somebody that knows somebody and you're only applying a line, your chance is going to be very slim unless you attack directly the person that is going to review your application online through means of YouTube or through means of a cover letter, a resume, and numerous emails. So either you know someone that knows someone inside the space, or you use YouTube, you use projects, you use numerous emails, cover letter, and your resume to highlight why you would still be good for the position, even though you don't have the experience. Most people will say, well, I don't have the experience or thing, but I can do this. So let's say you like to eat banana, you like to cook bananas, and I'm hiring for somebody that cooks apples. You'll be like, well, I don't cook apples. I don't cook apples, but I do cook bananas. And that's it. That is not proof to me that you can cook my apple because I wanted apples to be cooked. So you're going to have to show me that even though you cook bananas, you know the type of oil I need, you know exactly the way I need to slice the apple, you know all of those things to show that the relevance between a banana and apple is similar. So if you're able to do that, then what would happen? In the long run, eventually somebody that is hiring you or somebody that's looking at what you're giving them is seeing more and more how you would be useful, and had that you not knowing how to slice an apple or not you not cooking with the apple is not a big deal, because that's something that could be learned within a week or so. So you see, return on investment is what you're showing them. You're showing them that even though you don't have experience in that field, you have related knowledge that makes what you're learning easier. And also that the money they're spending on you is less than the person that they would hire for that same price. Sorry, not for the same price. The person that they would hire that will cost more. So you, by being the entry-level engineer, you are showing that because you are cheaper, but because you have relevant information that can make the learning process easier, it is a win for the manager or the company, because they get to get somebody that is cheaper than someone that's experienced, but that can learn quickly what is needed left for them to be as an experienced person. So if you can get that experience within a month or 2 months, then for the company, it's a steal. They get somebody that's cheap, and they get somebody that's useful to them. So that's how you get an experienced job. Either you have connections with somebody directly inside the company that could get you all the information you need to be able to do that job, and then you pitch that, or you try and find out as much information you can about the job, present all the information you know to that job, and explain to them why it is better to go with you than somebody that is more experienced than them. If you do that, it should work out. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't mean that you didn't do good. It doesn't mean that you can't be hired. It just means that if the company gives you what they need, right, you would could simplify the application process for yourself the next time. So imagine you did that to just one company, okay? And there's five companies that are in that same area. If you ask each one of those companies a different question about how to get in, just as advice, by the time you get to the fifth company, you should be able to get in because you have all the information needed for that field already. You can explain to them everything that's involved in that field, or at least a good amount of it, so you can tell them that the things that you don't know, you can make up by learning them specifically at that company and why it's good to learn it from them and not someone else. Okay? So show that your intelligence is able to handle the learning of that experience quickly. I repeat, show that you are smart enough to learn that experience quickly by pitching yourself, showing that you're the better option to someone that's more experienced and that will take more money from them and that the value wouldn't be worth it. All right? So try it. Apply to Craigslist, apply to other jobs. If you are going through an online application, you need a backdoor. You need a backdoor. There's no way you can apply for a job that requires 3 to 5 years experience on an online application, like that uses like Tellio or Oracle or something, where you have to put in your resume and stuff. You've got to go through a backdoor for that. If it's like Craigslist or more anonymous, or you go direct to the company, you can voucher or bargain the way you get in. But if it's straight through online application, the point of online application is to block people like you from coming in. Not necessarily because they want to, but because they have to reduce the amount of candidates they have. So that's what you got to do. Go through the back door. Find somebody that works for the company through LinkedIn or whatnot. If you can't do that, go directly to the company, ask the receptionist to meet somebody that works in the company and tell them that you want to tell them not about employment opportunities, but you want to ask them about what they do because you're very interested in the work that they do there. That's it. You have to pitch to them exactly what you're there for, even though they know that you're there for employment. You can tell them that you're there for employment, but you have to give them a specific reason as to why you are there for employment, even though you don't have that qualification. Because most of the time, they'll just shut you down and say that, okay, just leave your resume or and we'll contact you. You got to get past that barrier. So do that, all right? Once again, if the online application doesn't work, Go direct to the company, ask the receptionist to talk to somebody that can help you with that specific question that you have. And then after that, talk to that person and ask them that you want to be applied in that. You want to be employed in that space. What would you need to be able to work for the company that they're in right now? And is that company not just hiring? You have to ask them, are they looking for help? That's the real question. Not if they're hiring, are they looking for help? Is there something that they need help with that has been annoying them? That is what you have to be asking them, okay? So, what was the question? How to get experience needed a job without experience. If you have the experience, go for it, apply. If you don't have the experience and you're applying on an online application, get to the place physically. If you are going online and you can fill out an application like through Craigslist or something anonymous where it doesn't filter you out, then prove yourself through YouTube, cover letter, resume, and emails to that same source telling them about you. And not just about you, but the things that you know and why you're a better candidate than people that are more experienced than you. Tell them up front that you're not experienced so that they already realize that, but also that they can hear a story because people like story. Okay? Do that and see what results you get.